Hello, Liam Horan here with the Spanrol GA Club Audio Boo for today. What day is today, Tony Finnerty? November the 9th. 9th we're going for, 9th. We're down here in Cross Malina for the under-21C semi-final against Belmullet. Very interesting first half. We're leading by 110 to 2-4 at the break. They started really well. They went 3 points, no score up. Then Kevin Quinn in the 8th and 9th minutes got us points from frees. They went 4-2 up. And then we had a purple patch where we scored Kevin a point from a free. Joseph Burke, our first point from play on the 14th minute. And Kevin Quinn got a point from play in the 17th. He got another one from a free in the 18th. And then Sean Shocksey came up and kicked one from almost 60 yards, a free. Our goalkeeper Sean Shocknessy, they put us 7-4 ahead. And at that stage, we were well on top. Sean Shocknessy had to make a very good save during that period as well. And David Murphy stopped him with his foot as well, a little bit off the line. But we had got on top, but then they went back up the field and Cathal Barrett got the first of his two goals in the 25th minute to leave it 1-4-7. And overall, that kind of rocked us back a bit. But then we produced some fantastic football again. Kevin Quinn, a goal, a pass from Liam Malone. Stephen Burke, a point, a pass from Joe Burke. Stephen Burke, another point. And then Joe Burke, another point, put us 1-10 to 1-4. So in the space of 4 minutes, we went from being level to being 6 points up. And it looked like we had the measure of them. But then again, Cathal Barrett, their dangerous corner forward. And a dangerous corner forward is a good thing in 13-a-side football. He stuck another goal, brilliantly taken goal, to make it 1-10 to 2-4. So we're 3 points up at half-time. While we look to be the better team, they have that goal-scoring threat. And we'll have to see how it'll go. It's going to be very interesting. It's a very good game of football, actually. Banrobe team in goal, Sean Shocknessy. He made one excellent save. David Murphy and Ronan Riley in the full back line. Damien Joyce, who was instrumental in setting up a score for Kevin Quinn's 17th-minute point, is at right half-back. David O'Connor, he's driving up the field a lot from centre half-back. Sean O'Collins at left half-back. Midfield, Darren McDonald and James Murphy. And I'd say we're largely on top there. Full forward line, Pierce Jennings, Stephen Burke and Liam Malone. Liam Malone doing a lot of good work at left half forward. And inside then, Joe Burke and Kevin Quinn, who have been a scoring threat. Took a little bit of time to get going, but when they got going, they were dangerous, as was Stephen Burke at centre half forward, coming through from the half forward line as well. So that's it, half time here. 1-10 to 2-4. And hopefully we can build on that in the second half. More on the second, we'll have a full-time report afterwards. And you can check out BannonRobeGAClub.com for all news relating to the club.